Now, Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Five 40 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. Full disclosure, a vast majority of the interviews I think I've done in the past 3 months since the pandemic started, with limited exceptions, have all been pre-recorded. I was just telling our guest off the air, I'm not sure I remember how to do a live interview anymore, but what the heck, we're going to try it anyway, because it's kind of a big deal, although it may not seem, I guess, depending on how you look at it, it may either seem like one or not seem like one, especially since Corey Weisenberger is performing at the Orpheum Theater tomorrow night, but he's performing in front of almost zero people.
That's right. It'll be some of the Orpheum crew, which is a skeleton crew as it is, and then the rest of it's going out live on the internet.
Yeah, some guy running a camera, and that's it. You may know him as Cal, and thanks for coming in tonight.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
In the story we initially did talking about this earlier in the day, you've been in a couple of bands, and you've kind of have sort of an eclectic music taste. Would that be a fair description for folks who are not familiar with you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I have ranged anywhere. I've played in anything from bluegrass to metal bands or hard rock bands. Anywhere in between. I just really love music and the way it brings people together.
Yeah.
And that's really why it's so eclectic for me, too.
Does metal really bring people together?
You would be surprised, but yeah, it brings them together, and then they mosh pit, and then
throw
elbows and stuff, or at least they used to before this pandemic. But
yeah, I was going to say, I wonder how you operate a mosh pit anymore now, but that's the sort of thing I think about when I have spare time. But and part of the reason I asked that was because I first met you doing the Who's Tommy for Prairie Players here
right.
Couple of months back, and I got the impression that you were a little bit out of your element in that environment.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
I used to do a little tiny bit of theater way back in high school, and I've always liked it, thought it was fun. Scott Rosso was like, hey, I can't find a hawker, and I think you'd be perfect for it.
Yeah.
And he really talked me into it, and my wife talked my wife into it too. Because she was like, wait, you got to be gone how long? And so all these practices, this, that, and the other thing. But yeah, it really threw me out of my comfort zone, which I actually think is a great thing to do, is to push yourself sometimes. Get you a little more creative.
Yeah, I'm not a musician, but I get the impression that, while you may stick to one specific style or genre or whatever, that sort of wide range really kind of can really kind of help you overall, can't it?
Sure. I'd say so. If you pull a little bit, something you like from here and there, just like all the greats I've always done, you just kind of listen to things and whatever you're listening to at the time or have listened to in the past kind of bleeds into your music a little bit.
We were joking off the air the other day here in the station that over on 92.7 FM The Laser, Ozzy Osbourne has some song out now with Post Malone.
Oh,
and I
yes.
thought, well, that's a little odd. And then I walked down the hall past 105.3 KFM and heard Taylor Swift. So, you know, it's all about balance, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, I love it.
And whatever was playing next door on FM 95 at the time, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
you
guys
have it all here.
We really do have it all. And I'm glad you noticed that.
Yes.
Not enough people do, my gosh. And of course, just me yapping for an hour every day here on WGIL. So there you go.
Hey, we got it, man. I'm a trash man. I listen to the radio all the time.
Yeah. So you probably have a lot of time in doing jobs like that and work previous to that, that you've had a lot of time to think about music and probably think about when you're about to do a performance, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, that sort of thing.
Yep, and it can be good and bad both that way. I think so far for the show tomorrow, being a solo show, I'm used to playing with multiple people behind me, people in front of me. We all support each other, and when I'm a solo act, all of that's stripped away. So I almost overthink it, thinking, what can I do to make myself sound as big as possible, a band-like, when it's just me and a guitar and a couple of percussion instruments.
Circumstances aside, the fact that this is going to be streamed and such, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So that said, if being a solo act is really that far out of your comfort zone, what made you say yes?
The venue and the people behind it, honestly, is really what did it. I actually got married on the Orpheum stage.
Oh, wow.
I've been to several shows at the Orpheum. I've when I worked with Music Makers a few years back, I would run sound for some of the shows at the Orpheum. So I have a deep tie with the Orpheum Theater. And as soon as they asked me to do it, I said, absolutely.
It also helps that you sing every now and again with the person in charge there, right?
Yeah, that does help. Yes, it does.
I'm talking about Aaron Glasnovich, of course, with
Dance Hall Doves.
That's kind of an eclectic, unique sort of a thing, too, as we, you know, we've been talking about kind of stretching your wings out a little bit.
Yeah. Her and I had been talking for a long time.
Yeah.
She had a fallout one time with a gig, and she's like, hey,
I've never heard of a musician that didn't have a fallout at some point or another.
Especially with a gig, you know, and the person she was jamming with at the time, he was not going to be able to make it to said show. She asked if I could fill in, said absolutely, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
Absolutely.
There you go. So, in talking to you off the air, Despite the fact that you couldn't really say no to something like this for various reasons, I get the impression, and I probably would be too, that you're I don't want to say panic stricken, but you're probably pretty nervous about this.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's fair to say. I have been sweating bullets, so to speak, for the past couple of weeks, thinking, okay, how many songs do I have? I've been digging up old songs I haven't played in a long time, and then blowing the dust off the rust, so to speak, and trying to really fine tune what I've got. So.
I've got to start using that term, blowing some dust off the rust. Oh,
I got lots of it.
I don't get to use a lot of fancy schmancy things like that in the course of everyday conversation.
Well, see, there
here,
you go.
So. I also can't swear either, which, you know, some days I really wish I could do, but another day.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to ask you to completely spoil the surprise, if you will, but give me an idea of what folks will hear tomorrow night.
I'm honestly going to play around 90 to 95% original material.
Really?
And then throw maybe a cover or two on top of that. I haven't really chosen the covers specifically yet. I know I'm thinking about a Doors cover.
Okay.
And maybe another cover that's the other thing, is the covers I like to play are a lot of bands that nobody else really knows of in the area. So
well,
even
see,
if it is
it
a cover,
can pass off as an original song and nobody would know.
Even if it's a cover, they might be like, hey, that song you wrote was great. And you're like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there you go. But, man, that's not too bad.
No, I just try to – I've written a ton of songs from the time I was probably 19, 20 years old till about now. So
what does most of your original stuff entail?
A lot of drinking songs. I sing about what
I
know.
Friday night. Yeah.
Whiskey and beer. I write a lot of story songs, kind of like, you know, Johnny Cash or Willie Nelson would do back in the day, like outlaw country kind of a feel to it.
So you're familiar and have played a bunch of different genres of music, but would it be safe to say that Willie and those would be more of some of your main influences?
Yeah, they're definitely in that wheelhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's talk about tomorrow night then. This will be at the Orpheum Theater, but don't go to the theater.
No, don't go.
They will not let you in.
you can cheer from outside if you really want to, but it'd be hard to hear you.
I know there have been times where you can, if it's loud enough, you can hear that music from the parking lot across the street on Kellogg there.
But, absolutely.
I don't think that's a good idea either.
I don't think I'll be that loud this time around. But it is tomorrow night at 7:30 is the start time.
Okay.
If you go to GaylesburgOrpheum.org. You can buy tickets.
I was going to say, you have to buy tickets in order to see the stream,
right?
Correct?
If you buy the ticket, it'll give you a link, and you can click on that link. It'll take you to their YouTube page, and you'll have the live stream at 7:30.
If I'm, again, spoiling part of the surprise here, forgive me, but you were telling me off the air that they offered to give you a few bucks of the proceeds, and you said no.
No, I like I said, I've got so many ties with the Orpheum Theater itself, and Aaron's such a good person, great person running the theater. Everybody that works there works super hard, everybody's on hard times right now. I'm lucky enough to have a full-time job. So when they offered to pay me, I just said, guys, don't worry about it. Keep everything. So that means for everybody out there listening, buy as many tickets as you can so we can support the Orpheum
Will
Theater.
They at least turn on the popcorn machine for you? Or?
Yeah, actually, they might throw me a beer or two.
Hey, there you go. That would be, what's the term, liquid courage?
Exactly, yeah. And some popcorn, too, of course.
There you go. I mean, you got to get the whole experience in, right?
So that's right.
7:30 tomorrow night, you'll probably play for, you said, a good hour and
about
a half or
hour.
So?
Yep, but okay. Just a little over an hour, I think, is what I'm aiming for.
Until you tire out of playing original material. Yep. And a select number of covers.
Yep, absolutely. And honestly, just get tired anyways, because I haven't really played the acoustic guitar in quite some time. And I've found in the last week or so that about an hour is what my limit is now.
Oh, there you go. Well, it's funny. I had somebody once say to me, and I, worked mornings here for a time, and I, did news on the morning show, but somebody called me before the evening show one night and said, don't you want to host the morning show? And I said, absolutely not. Number one, it starts at 5 a.m. And I'm over that point in my career right now. And number two, that's 4 hours. I can barely keep my mind together for one.
I'm
here 8 hours a day for other reasons. Sure. But the last hour... One is the hardest, and two, but the bright side is it's only an hour.
There you go.
I used to say, though, the worst thing about a morning show is that it's on in the morning.
Yeah.
Well,
I have to be up early for my job, so I always hear the morning shows,
We appreciate that, but, I'm sleeping in as long as
I
can.
Hey, I don't blame you.
All right, so again, 7:30 tomorrow night. You can get tickets now, right?
Absolutely.
And I'll send you the link, galesburgorpheum.org. And it'll be you and three of your closest friends, if you will.
Yep, and whoever is out there in TV land or internet land, kind enough to donate some money and willing to listen to some music for an hour.
I would say it's cow unplugged, but something has to be plugged in order for people to hear you.
Oh, yeah. I will definitely be plugged in and ready to go.
There you go. Corey Weisenberger, Cal, thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck tomorrow night, and thanks for doing this for our community and for the Orpheum Theater.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
I would say break a leg, but you don't say that to a musician necessarily,
sure you
do you?
Yeah, break
you
a do? String. How about that?
Oh, okay. Okay, close enough. See, we've only known you from the theater world, so what do I know?
Yeah, my wife says break a string all the time.
Hey, there you go. Cal, thanks so much again.
Thank you.